Thank you, Yahayes. It was something that most people did not expect. The fact that the results of the elections came in so fast, and the vice president, Mohamud Bawumia, conceded defeat, was something that took a lot of Ghanaians by surprise. As we talk right now, the mood on the streets is that of people are still excited. They're talking about the elections. They're talking about the election process, how everything was smooth, fair, and credible. When you run into people who are involved in the process, they tell you they have never seen anything like this from a foreigner's perspective or from a journalist's perspective. I thought this was one of the most peaceful elections that I've covered, one of the most credible elections that have been witnessed. And so I have to give credit to the Ghanaian people, the authorities who organized the election, to the fact that they were able to pull this thing off without a hitch.
And how about the parliamentary elections?
So it looks like the opposition, NDC, is going to sweep parliament. They haven't concluded counting the results yet, but I can comfortably say that the opposition is going to have a comfortable lead going into this next session. Why? Because they overwhelmingly swept the entire country. Across all regions, they did very, very well. The ruling party, for some reason, did not, their messaging did not resonate with people. So they ended up losing a lot of parliamentary seats. But I can guarantee you that this mandate is going to be a great one for President-elect John Mahama once he assumes office, because he has everything that he needs to take the country forward. And if he really wants to push the agenda that people elected him on, he's got a comfortable parliament to help him do that.
And I'm sure you're aware of it, Paul. Ghana's economic woes dominated the election after the gold and cocoa producers went through a crisis of default and currency devaluation, ending with a $3 billion International Monetary Fund bailout.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was all about the economy, the economy, the economy. Why? Because every single person that I've talked to since I've been here, they complain about the high cost of living. They complain about how the money they are making in relation to how things are. Is not adding up. So from young students to people who sell things on the street to professionals who do this on a daily basis, they all talked about how the economy really hurt the ruling party. Things have not been the same. People are struggling to put food on the table for their children. The salaries that people make were not just enough to get them by. So to that extent, that's why you see people voted overwhelmingly for opposition, hoping that they can reset the economy and do things better.
And lastly, Paul, the organization, the way things went so smoothly, your overall assessment of Ghanaian politics relating to the election?
I think when it comes to the maturity, I think Ghana has demonstrated once again that they are a beacon of hope for democracy in West Africa and a beacon of hope for democracy in Africa. Why? Because they have consistently, since 1992, transferred power peacefully.